We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like a donkey.
Hee-haw, bitch. Hee-haw.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I'm a big boy. I can take it. If he feel I deserve it, ain't no big deal.
I know Charlamagne the guy gonna have some funny shit to say out his mouth.
Just because I say something you may not agree with doesn't mean I'm mean.
Who's getting that donkey?
That donkey. That donkey
of the day right there.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You can call me the Donkey of the Day, but like, I mean no harm.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Friday, September 16th goes to an unnamed patient in India who had to be hospitalized after allegedly shoving a deodorant canister up his ass, okay, where it remained for 3 weeks before doctors removed it. It's Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday! I'm not making this up, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, a man shoved the 8-inch deodorant can up his butt and left it there for 3 weeks. Either two things are happening here. This man was extra horny or extra stink. Okay, do you know how fed up you got to be with the smell of your own ass to just shove a deodorant can up it and leave it there for 3 weeks? All right, this man must have gotten called stink ass, funky ass, musty ass. Somebody must have told him to go wash his ass so many times that he decided the only way to course correct the problem was to stick a can of deodorant up his butt. All right, you got to understand, whoever made any of these products first, whether it was soap, deodorant, douche, they were absolutely fed up with how humans on this planet were smelling at the time. All right? That simply just had to be the inspiration. So when someone takes one of these products and sticks it up their ass, I repeat, it's either because they stink as hell or they extra horny. And it could be that he was extra horny because it is some extra horny people on this planet. And he might be one of them. Is this what the world has come to? Imagine sticking some Dove deodorant up your ass, you know, just imagine. You know what I'm saying? Men are out here on this planet sticking cans of deodorant up their ass for what? All right, Secret has actually created a new campaign slogan, and that slogan is strong enough for a man, but made for those who want to be penetrated like a woman. Okay, what kind of choices do you make before you stick a can of deodorant up your rectum? Do you think to yourself, aluminum versus no aluminum, traditional versus natural? Clearly, his format choice is can. All right, the roll-up stick. Probably a little too wide. Now, doctors conducted several x-rays, which revealed that the young man had a 7.5-inch deodorant can lodged in his colon near his anus. Doctors believe that he put the antiperspirant up his anus, but his reasons for giving himself the D, and the D being deodorant, are unknown. I really have to know what brand it was, okay? Because what if it was Degree? If it was Degree, I have a marketing idea. They can do 6-inch cans, okay? Because 7.5 to 8 inches, that just seems massive, okay? That's actually my penis measurements. But instead of that, just do a nice 6-inch can of Degree, and the slogan can be Degree 6-inch spray for anyone in need of 6 degrees of penetration. Okay, the deodorant business is missing a lot of money, man, because clearly it's a new way to use deodorant. By the way, this might be the way they have always been using deodorant. We just didn't know. But guess what? It's not a secret anymore. Okay, it used to be 3 types of deodorants: roll-on, stick, or spray. Now it's roll-on, stick, and gay. Matter of fact, what exactly does stick mean nowadays when we are talking deodorant? We're really interviewing the wrong people on this show, because I want to talk to this guy, right? I have questions. The more I read this article, I see doctors have shot down my sticking the deodorant up his ass because he had a smelly bum theory, all right? They ruled that out, and doctors had to cut open this man's stomach to get the silver spray can of deodorant out. Oh, It was a spray can. Oh, they don't sell dildos in India, huh? Man, get this man out of here so we can send him a care package from Doc Johnson. We still got the Doc Johnson Connect.
I have some stuff right here.
Yeah, we got to send him something. We're going to send you the dildo that sticks to the wall so you can back that thing up and city boy on that D.
How you know all about right? that?
What do you mean?
He tried it.
Never tried it. I got eyes. I read. I have no idea what brand of deodorant this is. I've never seen this brand in my life. It's like silver. It might be Old Spice. No, it's not Old Spice. I'm just more impressed that this can stayed in his ass for 20 days. All right? He wasn't able to poop, all right? Okay, but what's impressive is this spray can is clean. I would think this spray can would come out messier than a newborn baby, just doo-doo everywhere. But that is not the case, unless they wiped it off before they took a pic with it. You know, this is why podcasts like Horrible Decisions and Lip Service are important. You got to stop shaming people for their kinks, all right? Men want things up their butt and are scared to get it the real way, for fear of judgment. All right, now this man has damage to both his esophagus and intestines, which doctors say will require surgery in the future, and he will need to be monitored by doctors for the next 7 days in case of further complications, all because y'all got this man scared to be who he is. With all that said, please give the young man in India who stuck that spray can of deodorant up his ass the biggest hee-haw. You got dildos and penises and women or man's fingers and anal beads, all types of things you could stick up your ass, but you're using deodorant. Knock it off, my guy.
All right.
All right.
Fruits, vegetables.
Nah, that's just, you know, why would you waste a good fruit? Well, you could eat it after,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, especially if you don't,
have to be a waste.
Like if you do the banana and don't peel it.
A cucumber, you could just use it for flavoring.
Did the guy give a reason or no?
No, there's no reason.
Maybe it's Friday. He was about to get ready for tonight and was just...
still not a good excuse.
Expanding and getting his...
He got sex toys for that.
Maybe he doesn't have sex
toys. You know,
toys.
Vicious. Don't make me rehab. Wait till we do this Breakfast Club documentary. That's definitely going to be in there. You remember Vicious?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I hate y'all.
How long was it? And Gia actually, Ambie's wife also did co-sign.
Tell us how big it was, Russell. Yes, Gia did. Yes, go watch the interview Gia did on Breakfast Club. Gia absolutely confirmed it.
Give me a hug.
Come here, Vicious. I'm always down to hug Vicious.
Google NV dildo.
I'm hugging you. Hug me from the back.
Hug me from the back.
What you mean?
I'm not hugging you from the back.
Hug me from the back.
NV. This is so crazy. I just want to say something. I just Googled NV and dildo. I did not know you had a video on xnxx.com.
Now, don't do that, G. Come on now. I don't even know what that is. Now,
wow.
He just makes stuff up.
Just
no, Google it. Envy dildo.
Is
God damn it, G. You know I'm about to Google this. Why would you
say it? It says right here, xnxx.com, Envy dildo. And then it says Envy dildo F and shower. That's on TNA.
No, it doesn't. It says dildo envy. Like the average dildo size.
No. Go down to like the fifth. Go down to the fifth search.
The average dildo size compared to the average penis. Goodness. I Googled envy dildo and a bunch of articles come up with men who are jealous of dildos.
You got to do all, not news. You got to see. Oh, and then it has DJ Envy. You take a dildo but can't take a joke.
That was Jesus.
You said that?
Jesus said that.
Jesus is a man.
Oh, okay. Oh my gosh.
He doesn't read.
What? Was that after?
Oh my gosh, DJ, this is enrolling out. DJ Envy got caught in a racy Snapchat
scandal.
Envy,
I ain't do all of this. I just told everybody we was doing a documentary. I ain't say all this.
just let it go.
Damning part came when Envy allegedly told the woman that he enjoys anal penetration with a 9.5-inch dildo on a regular basis.
When is she leaving? I thought you were supposed to be leaving. Did we say goodbye to you already? We just had a whole show. Angela is leaving. Why are you still here?
You're so uptight, Emmy. Why don't you get a dildo and relax?
We just had a whole show. Angela Yee's leaving. We celebrated. We got you food. And you ain't leave yet.
You know what? We should.
Stop, man.
Oh,
stop.
My gosh.
Oh, y'all, stop. Go to
There's
commercial.
There's so much.
Lady.
If you guys are looking up Emmy Dildo, go to page 5.
All right. When we come back, we got the positive note and more. So don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.